When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, what's up? What's going on? Happy Friday. It's been a minute. Last time I was on here in real time, I was getting ready to go on maternity leave. So that was what? End of April, beginning of May. It's now August. So first, I just want to say, hey, and this bonus episode is simply me checking back in to let you know that I am well. I hope that you've been enjoying the interviews and the She is Uncompromising series. If you haven't gotten my book, you can get that on my site. But let's check in really quick before we get back into the swing of real-time episodes. Let me just check in with you a bit. So first, let's check in about life. I gave birth to my beautiful baby boy on May 28th, and I am just soaking in all the snuggles, adjusting also to us being a family of four. I am in the trenches of life with a toddler and a newborn. So please, I sent this to my email list, I believe this week or last week, just send Starbucks. If you guys ever think about me and I drop in your spirit, send me Starbucks, please. Because I have been in the trenches with this adjustment, but it's just a beautiful, man, it's the trenches that I pray for. And I'm just so grateful, while it's difficult, very, very grateful for what God is doing. And what is done by blessing me with my beautiful boys. I've told my story here many times about my journey to becoming a mother. And so I'm just never not in awe of God and how He's blessed me to be able to conceive, carry, and birth beautiful, beautiful babies. Now, quick check-in for the business side of things. If you feel led to start a podcast and you're in a space where God is calling you to speak and you want or being called to use podcasts as the platform of choice, I have a class coming up. This is probably one of the most affordable things that I've done as it relates to podcasts. I have a class coming up that is all about teaching you how to launch profitably. Y'all know I am all about teaching people how to create platforms, especially platforms for Christ that make impact and make income. I work with hundreds of podcasters on launching and growing their platforms. I've been a podcaster myself for over 6 years now. And man, I am very, very excited about what can be done on the platform of podcasting to reach the masses, to spread the message that God has called you to spread. But the unfortunate reality is that many podcasts don't have a lot of listenership. Many people launch on deaf ears. And so I want to be able to help you guys who are looking to launch a show and you want to do it correctly. I want to help you. And so I'm doing a class coming up in September. It's going to be live. So I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to be answering questions. There are going to be networking opportunities for you to be able to connect with like-minded podcasters as well. All the info about that, the link will be in the show notes for you to sign up for that. Also, my new business, Anchor Media Studios, is open and ready for business. For those of you guys who don't know, I have a new company. It's called Anchor Media Studios. It is a luxury content studio and affordable workspace located in the DMV area, more specifically Laurel, Maryland, so the midpoint between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. So if you are looking for space to work, space to get things done, space to host your next meeting, to host your next photo shoot, to record your podcast, I suggest checking out Anchored Media Studios and booking with us. I'll put the link in the show notes so that you can see all the beautiful spaces that we have to offer there, and also book a tour so you can see it in person. All right. Can I pour my heart out for a second, y'all? This is our check-in episode, so let's talk. Pull up a seat, sis. It's been a minute. The first half of this year was stressful, with a K, for your girl. Like, I communicated different parts of it earlier on, but literally, I have felt like the enemy has been beating me with a folding chair, like the people doing it in Alabama. Man, it was so rough. I felt hard pressed on every side, and I was maintaining, I was fighting through doing all of the things that I know to do spiritually. But the reality was I was dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety, and the maternity leave was a great break for me to kind of pull back some and reconnect with God. But at the same time, I was going into, you know, giving birth, which was also an area where I was believing in God for a different experience than I had with my first birth experience. My first birth experience was traumatic, and I wanted one that was going to rewrite my experience as it relates to giving life. And while optimistic and doing all the things I knew to do, was still a bit of anxiety there. However, lately, even as I'm in the trenches, as I described with this life transition, I have been experiencing God in a new way lately. I found myself in a space where I was like, God, one of my biggest prayers was, God, I just want to experience being your daughter for a little bit. Because since I've gotten saved, I've been going full force of communicating on this podcast, on building my business, helping to edify believers, sharing what God has called me to share, and making impact and doing all of these different things, where my relationship with God, I felt like it was a space where it was, okay, God, what do I need to deliver to these people? I get it. I pour it out. Okay, God, what do I need to get do next in my business? I get the download. I pour it out. Okay, God, what is this book you're calling me to write to be about? I write it. I put it out. So it's just been this, our relationship has been this flow of me getting my downloads and then me doing what God has called me to do. And while that's great and amazing and that ain't gonna stop, what I was desiring was a new level of closeness with my Father, a new level of experiencing and enjoying the things that God has called me to do, and really just basking in the things that He's blessed me with. I wanted to change my pace. My desire has been to change my pace without hindering my purpose. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
And I've been crying out to God about that. When I tell you he's answered me, and I can almost get emotional. Like this morning I sat out back after our prayer call with the society and I drank my coffee. The baby was asleep. My oldest was asleep. My husband was asleep. Everybody was asleep. And I was up and able to just be quiet and taste the coffee and worship and thank God. And I got overwhelmed because the love of God is what I've been experiencing lately. And I've always known God loves me and I've always experienced the love of God, but just hear me out. It's been a new level. I said, my prayer has been, God, I want to experience being your daughter. And what he's shown me over the last few months is his gentleness, which is something I hadn't been used to. What he's shown me is the way that he will be my comforter, the way that he will provide for me. I've been able to experience what it's like to have an active, present, loving, gentle, kind father, pure relationship, father-daughter relationship. And I don't know what that's like in the natural, and which is why I've probably been fighting for it so hard to experience that with my heavenly father. And when I tell y'all, he has been showing out. And not in anything he's done per se, as far as what he's given me, but to the way I've really been able to bask in that relationship lately has been such a beautiful thing for me. And I'll go into more detail in episodes to come and break it down and things like that. But I'm bringing it up in our check-in because this morning, as I was sitting outside and just worshiping God, I was reminded of the scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, and I'm reading this out of the New King James Version, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I had always been familiar with this scripture or the phrase of we go from glory to glory, but I never really went back and looked at the context around why that was mentioned and what was being discussed at that time. And so here, this is actually talking about the glory of the new covenant and that relationship between the old, which is the Old Testament, and the new. So of course, glory to glory means going from old to new, and more specifically, the new glory, talking about the progression of the transformation that we go through to be more like Christ. And for me, God was showing me this relationship between the stress of what I was dealing with earlier in this year and the peace that surpasses all understanding that I'm dealing with right now without any drastic change of circumstance other than, you know, having a new baby. But outside of that, there's been no drastic change of circumstance. There hasn't been any, you know, huge check that's been written or no huge crazy opportunity or no new level of success or anything like that. There's just simply been a change in me, a transformation in me, in my disposition, through God answering my prayers and allowing me to experience Him in new ways in this season. So this new level of glory is God transforming me to be more and more in His image. And I believe that, and the reason why I'm sharing this in our check-in is that some of you guys, I want you to see how God is transforming you as well. So the phrase is glory to glory, because the old is still glorious. The Old Testament is still glorious, but there's the new glory, the glory we're going to, the glory of the new covenant, the glory of how God is transforming all of us in new ways in His image. Man, it's overwhelmingly good. Now, bringing it back to this check-in, I share my old in the stress and I share my new in this peace, because some of you guys, God wants to open your eyes for you to see what's taking place. So I want to shift your perspective a bit, because I wish somebody would have shifted mine a bit more as I found myself in these stressful moments. So yeah, I felt hard pressed on every side. So yeah, you may feel hard pressed on every side, but guess what? The word says we are hard pressed, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. So I want to emphasize the but not, because the enemy thrives on our focus not being where it should be. When our focus is not fixed on Christ and what His principles and His promises, the pressure can feel overwhelming. The anxiety, the fear is amplified because we're not fixing our attention on what it should be. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, just, pure, lovely, good, whatever's a virtue and praiseworthy, meditate on that. Fix your thought on that. Because this new level of glory, this transformation, this progression that God is doing in you is something to get excited about. I'm excited right now. We're going from glory to glory, guys. Think about the Old Testament. Because remember, the context of this scripture is referring to the Old Testament versus the New Covenant, and how God will continue to transform us in His image. So that first glory, thinking about the old, think about the Old Testament of death, the rigidness of the law. It don't feel good to think about those things, but it was still glorious, right? It's still referred to as glory. So think about what you're going through right now. It may be financial trouble. It may be uncertainty in your business. I mean, we're in just a crazy time in the world in general. It may be family stuff going on with you. It may be your children. It may be your marriage. Whatever it may be that you're going through right now, one, it's still glorious, but two, you're going to a new level of glory. And that's something to get excited about. It's something to surrender to. And so I just want to change your perspective real quick as we check in. It's a bonus episode. I'm trying not to talk too much because I want to go into things a lot more detail in our regular episodes. But I just wanted to change your perspective for a second, get you excited and get you to surrender to this new glory, this new transformation. Because fire does burn. It's hot. It don't feel good. But it also refines, and God is a refiner, and going from glory to glory and transforming is a refining process. But the end result is being more like Christ. And that's something to get excited about. And I believe that that is a reality and a truth that the enemy doesn't want you to have. So that's it. I'm going to stop the episode here. I just wanted to come check in, share what God has been sharing with me. And I'm hyped. I am very, very excited about what's to come in future episodes. And I hope you guys have been well. I love y'all, and I'll talk to you soon.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.